Are you there, Vaibhav? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Ishank Mishra from Mumbai.
Yeah, I can't see you. I don't know. Yes, I'm from Mumbai too. I'm Vaibhav Singh. What are we connected on topic upon? There's some problem in software. What's the topic we're connected to?
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, conspiracy theory. Nice. So, any theories do you have? Like, are you doubting?
Well, do you know Shane Dawson? I mean, you know, I watch his conspiracy theories a lot. Have you heard?
Which one are you talking about right now? Like, which one we can talk about right now?
Yeah, there is no specific, you know, one topic on which we can talk right now. You know, we can just discuss a lot of topics because it's a podcast, you know, it's not specifically focused on just one thing.
That is true. I think the conspiracies, I had read about recently, I read about Hitler and all that, what he did in Slovakia, something, someplace near Germany. So what I read, I will tell you about that. I don't know you have heard about that or not. That in that theory, what he did is, what Hitler did is, in starting the when Hitler started to expand, like when Hitler started to go to new countries and try to like world capture his phenomena to be like world capture, capturing whole world in World War II. So England has a like unsound support to Hitler. It was like that. Hitler will expand, England has no problem. But when the Hitler went to Czechoslovakia or some land like that, it is near to, if you see the world map, it is a very small country near to the Germany. So when he entered, the England was like, okay, you take some part of land and you won't be acquiring the whole country. Okay, so Hitler signed a pact. Okay, I will do that. But technically, I don't know why the president, I don't know what CM or something in there in England or King or something in there in England. He signed a pact. But Hitler technically, first of all, only he broke the Versailles Treaty. The Versailles Treaty that was signed after World War I, when this the Germany lost World War I, the Versailles Treaty, when they lost a lot of army and money as well at the same time. So he broke that treaty at the first place. So how can someone like, how can the king or the king of England or the minister of England can trust Hitler to be not breaking this treaty as well? I can't understand. Like I think he did this on favor of Hitler in starting. Like if someone broke a pact with me at the first stage, not with me, the whole world signed the pact with Germany that you won't be you won't be doing anything against the world, or you won't be starting any war, you won't be having any personal soldiers. The soldiers were dread, like there were 1 lakh soldiers, but after World War I, Germany had only 100 soldiers. So technically, after such a big loss or after such a big problem, then too, he signed a treaty with him. I don't know why. If someone betrays my trust at the first place, I won't trust him the other time. But that guy, England minister or something, what he did, He again signed the treaty, and when he went to England and showed like, okay guys, you don't have to worry about it, he's not going to capture that country, the Hitler started capturing that country as well, and because he's Hitler. And then, you know, I think that guy has something to do with Hitler, because of which he did that. Okay, I think that in that scenario.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe this is because England has a huge, had a kind of a battle, kind of a cold war with Russia at that time. So maybe because they saw a hope in Hitler that maybe he can stop Russia from, you know, expanding ahead in the West, something like that.
I don't seem to recollect any like Russia's motto of capturing world, because Russia is already having such a big territory land that if he wants to capture the world, then like he has to first of all decide from where to start. Like, okay, for example, if you are, if like we are in India, so if we want to start to capture the world, so we will decide, okay, we'll go from Nepal side or we will go for Pakistan side and start capturing the world. But if Russia has to start capturing the world, then the probability of him getting trapped is more, because the land area of Hitler, Russia is too big. Can you see, like, it is too big. Like, if he from one side, like from the Germany side, then the other other sides will attack to the Russia alternatively. Can't you see, like, it is so vulnerable for Russia to attack at one country at one time. So technically, I don't seem it much to be like Russia attacking to like Germany or Russia attacking to that or interference in that. What do you think about the elections? The very recent news of US elections, like the US elections was hacked by Russian government. I'm not government, Russian hackers.
Well, I don't think anything about that, you know, because it is, first of all, United States, man, they have a huge advance on, you know, computers. And I can't really trust that, you know, that Russian hackers, some few bunch of them, or even if we imagine few hundred hackers have been working on this, then it is very difficult to, you know, interfere in United States affair, because man, it is America, you know.
Yeah, sure, but the point is, according to the reporters, I'm sorry to interrupt you, according to the reporters, I think it was like they didn't actually hack into system at the time of voting.
Okay.
They hacked the brains of people. Okay, let's suppose, I will tell you how. Okay, the best thing to, like, you know, you get news from what? Your mobile phone or your TV. So when you get from your mobile phone, like from Instagram or something, you read, or from Twitter, basically you read something and you go on to something. So what they did is, the Russians, so-called hackers or any, like, let's suppose X community did. So the X community, what they proclaimed in the minds of people. They like they entered in the mind of people through Instagram, telling them that the black was slaved at that time, at the time of like George Bush, and like they were spreading the negative news. Can you see, they were creating a bubble, like I don't know, like the BJP or the WhatsApp. What is WhatsApp doing? The problem with the WhatsApp is the WhatsApp news are so, like, you must have heard or you must have seen some WhatsApp news. If you are an Indian, it's so good, you can
believe.
The more the fake news is, the more the people is like into it. Ki haan chalo ye jhoot hai, yes. My point is, people captured. So in the same way they did for the America. Okay, like they made many, many accounts. And then what they did is they started this movement. See, let's suppose you have like 1 lakh accounts in US. Okay. So if you make like a 10,000 accounts of black people, the people who are forcing black people, then someone will relate. Because as you can see, this is the way also terrorism work. Like, this is what they do is, these terrorist guys target the people who are lonely, okay? And then they tell people that that world is a problem and world is eating everything and war shit not. And then they encourage them to, like, fire weapons and to take weapons, because it is easy to take weapons in some countries like US. And
so it happens everywhere in the world about this, you know, fake things and all too. Manipulate people through internet and TV. And I think media has a huge, you know, what we can say, role in that, you know, because as you know, are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing. I'm totally hearing. I'm totally on it.
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, because, you know, there are many alleged fake channels in India, like, for example, the Z News is said to be working for the BJP party. NDTV is working for the Congress party.
Fake channel, they're fake news. They're creating fake news, like the nonsense.
To manipulate people. So maybe you know, they're in America, the Fox News, which is said to be you know, of the right wing party. So maybe, and the CNN is said to be from the left. So maybe, you know, from the left, maybe from the things that are being alleged from the left are supported from Russia, maybe. You know,
and you know what, there is also one theory with respect to this. Like, what happened is the Hillary Clinton, far years ago, Hillary Clinton, what she did is she spoke against Vladimir Putin. She told she in a press conference, she told like something, he compared him with something like some fraud or something, because yes, technically, see, technically Vladimir Putin is the not technically, but very many amount of people claim who are economists that Vladimir Putin is the richest man in the world. So, but the point is, being the richest man and all this is a different thing. And anyone, like for example, countries like the Hillary Clinton told him so much such like fraud and something. So it and had Donald Trump has to do something with Vladimir Putin. Let's ignore that point. But the main point to focus on is the Hillary Clinton told something about Russian president, like Russian prime minister, and because of which Russians are to be like, okay, chalo, let's target this lady and let's go to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump was like, okay, get Muslims back and all this nonsense. And then he actually did that same thing. I don't know what, like, the country is earning due to migrations. Okay, if there won't be any migrations, the America wouldn't be the America it is right now, what I think. Because like, they have technologies, but the only technology is only with the help of technology you cannot work. You need people to make the technology work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the point the people are discussing right now, what I think is about this AI systems, the AI system is going to replace humans. I don't think AI system can replace humans, because it is not depreciating or disrupting any technology. It is actually making it better. And that is an AI. It works on an algorithm. Like, it cannot replace humans. It doesn't have an individual thinking. Okay. Like, an AI will never stood up and say like Shiv Sena or BJP. It will not vote anytime. He cannot vote. It's an AI. How can it do such thing like that? So basic fundamental rights here, it doesn't have anything to say. Like, you have something to say to me, I have some opinions to tell to you, but an AI doesn't do that. So it cannot replace humans at any place. But the point is, the people who cannot do, what I think, the people who cannot do their work efficiently, they are afraid of AI, because at least AI can do that. Let's suppose ticket counter. So ticket counter, the man at the ticket counter can be easily replaced with the help of an AI. But the point is, the ticket counter people also know that they are not working. What they are doing is, they are just like printing tickets on this computer screen, and then they're giving it, after printing out, they're giving it to the people. This is such like, why are the people getting paid for this job? Like, I don't understand till yet.
You see, there are, you know, the population is like exploding today. And if we started using the AI technologies, then what will happen to those people? You know, they will be having nothing to work for. I mean, unemployment will be the cases everywhere. So maybe this time, you know, AI is somewhat not suitable for at least a country like India, I would say.
It won't, because the unemployment cannot be the government cannot win on the basis of unemployment. Like, that's politics. Because of politics, due to the politics also is playing a major factor of not introducing AI. Let's see, have you seen this? I think they particularly do this, the government, when you are in the stations, okay, and the like railway stations. Railway stations, there are ticket counters. So not the ticket counter, the manual one, the automatic one. In the automatic one, there's ticket counter, but only two or three are working. In Andheri also I have seen, and I have seen in Bhinder also I have seen. In,
like, yeah.
So exactly. So technically, what they're doing is, okay, I have kept all the machine. Government is like, I have kept all the machine, but only three of them are working out of nine of them. So technically, you can't like rely on them, because they're. Why we created machines so that people doesn't have to stand in line, but now people have to stand in line for the machine also. There is not really making a sense, you know. And I think people want to like manipulate people. The government want to manipulate people's mind, like it does not make a sense. This thing doesn't work. And I don't know why they're not getting replaced. Like, it is there. It is not working. Still, it is there. It is not getting replaced. I don't know why. I can't understand why.
Yeah, this thing is everywhere. You know, even in Vasai where I live. There is just two of them working. You know, we have like a fast train, something like. Yeah.
It is not actually like efficient. The machines that are on, they are efficient and good working, and they are off, that actually off for years also. Like, it is not working on with respect to anything. And
exactly.
Yeah, and now it is there is one system, but that is working. It's like on your
Hello?
Phone, and when you book online ticket on your phone, but you don't have to be anywhere near